Now, here's number five. This one's number five. Just write it down as Bermuda Triangle, number five. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Hi, this is Deacon from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Hi, what's on your mind tonight, Deacon?
Had an interesting trip through the Bermuda Triangle this past June.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and the strange thing is, I've got about 15 years sailing experience. And my cousin, whose boat we were on, he's got probably 25 years experience. And for the past 10, 12 years, we make an annual trip to Puerto Rico.
So you guys know what you're doing.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Yeah.
We left out of Charleston, South Carolina. Everything's going great. We noticed a small storm ahead of us. And this great brain trust that I'm with, he says, okay, we're going to skirt the edge of it and get some great wind and pick up some time. We get to Puerto Rico, and as we're docking everything, checking, looking, I noticed a calendar, a daily calendar, and I said, well, that can't be right. I looked down at my watch. Somewhere from the time that we left Charleston to the time we got to Puerto Rico, we lost right at 13 days.
You lost 13 days?
And if we did, it was in the blink of an eye because normal, day, dark, light, dark cycle, I'd never noticed, the extra 13 days that, somehow we've missed.
How long was this trip supposed to take?
Generally, when we leave Charleston, we can be down there in about a week.
So a week plus these 12, 13 days? So you're talking about 3 weeks there.
Exactly. All my family back home, they expect that when we get down there, we may go from island to island because we'll take the whole summer.
Well, I was going to ask you, at any point did your family members say, you know what, we haven't heard from Deacon in 2 weeks. There's something wrong here.
Well, no. I'm a geology professor at a local university, and my cousin teaches high school. So we have summers off, so it's not uncommon for us to spend a month, month and a half sailing around the Caribbean.
Without contacting anybody?
Correct.
Okay, so they didn't really have a reason to worry about you.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Right before, you don't forget anything, right? I mean,
no.
As far as you're concerned.
As far as I'm concerned, those 13 days never happened.
All right, so you don't remember seeing anything in the area, any strange lights, anything?
The only thing was the storm. And it wasn't a great storm. It was basically just a squall. I could see the boundaries of it. Bruce said, okay, we're going to hit the outskirts and lay on full sail and get some speed up.
Did you see any green mist?
No. The only other thing that happened was our GPS went out.
But everything was working other than that?
Everything was working other than that. Laptop never failed. Everything else was great.
What do you think happened?
I've been talking to some colleagues, and they have summarized that somehow or another we have skipped. Like when you skip a stone across water and how it will bounce.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I believe you bounced those days. He said, I don't know how. I can't explain it. He said, but that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Somehow you skipped those days. You bounced them.
You went into a time warp somehow, and you did. You bounced those days. And again, you're in the Bermuda Triangle, of all places. Okay, that was number five.